It involves Adele's boyfriend, has a pact of sorts, a promise that he made with an ex-girlfriend. It's a baby pact.
Can we just take a moment to pause and imagine being at the same place getting brunch? Let's say Patachu. You're sitting at Patachu.
Bless you.
Adele is sitting behind you gossiping with the girlfriends, and she's like, girl, you will not believe what Jason just told me yesterday. I cannot even believe it. He says that he's got to get this girl pregnant because he's got to keep his word. I mean, can you imagine hearing this, like overhearing this conversation? This is crazy.
317-239-1009. We'll get to your calls in just 1 second. But Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting in our social media this morning?
Andre said, didn't think I'd ever say this, but 100% agree with Yo Alex Raps. And as far as Joe's advice on honoring this pact, Dios mío. And then,
what is that?
If I pronounce that right.
Dios what?
Mio.
Is that
what,
is
a cat?
Is that Spanish?
Dios mío.
Is that Spanish?
It's Dios mío.
I don't know Spanish, guys.
What does that mean?
M-I-O.
And then someone said,
I think, doesn't Dios mío mean like, oh my, or like something like, oh,
oh my
boy.
God. Yeah. Like God, yeah. Dios.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh my
Jesus.
Okay,
and then someone said, is this a new excuse for guys to cheat now? Insane. Absolutely not. She needs to leave him or smack some sense into him.
Okay. Well, I can already feel like where this is going to go.
Everyone's getting violent.
I know. People are going to hurt. Alyssa, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this pact that Adele's boyfriend is trying to fulfill?
I think it's kind of gross. Like, that's borderline cheating, in my opinion, because, like, that's your boyfriend, and you're clearly not the only one on his mind if he wants to get his old best friend or whatever pregnant.
Hold on. He didn't say he wanted to. This is where I think people listening, sometimes you get caught up and don't hear the whole story, and guys always get like the bad side of it. He didn't say, Alyssa, that he wants to do it. He says that he feels like he has to do it. Like it's a deal he made. He didn't say, well, I want to go get my ex pregnant. I mean, do you see where he's coming from at least?
Well, okay, if you have to do something and you want to do something, like you're not going to do it if you don't want to.
Agree.
I don't know. There's a lot of times I go visit my wife's family and I'm like, I don't want to do this, but I have to go do it. So,
but that's your wife, not your ex.
I know.
Like, that's your wife's family that you have to go.
Mm-hmm. I always believe that your word is your bond, and maybe I'm wrong, Alyssa. Maybe like your word's not that big of a deal anymore.
Mariah on Facebook said, I don't normally agree with Alex, but this time I do. Adele, it's time to say hello from the other side. Run.
Renee's on the Joan Alex show. Renee, what did you want to say?
Okay, so I have three things. My first one, Joe, it's for you. How would you feel if you, all of a sudden your wife came up to you and said, hey, I have an ex-boyfriend that wasn't able to find a woman to have his baby. Now he wants me to do it because we made this pact. So how would you feel knowing that your wife all of a sudden says, well, I feel like I should have to keep this promise, even though she's married to you? Second of all, if he sits there and states to Adele that I feel like I should keep this promise, then he never was a true man in to begin with. The third thing is, the only reason this woman is back in his life is because she can't find anybody to be with her psycho butt, and she still wants to be a part of his life and wants him back in her life. So that's why she wants him to have her baby.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, get her pregnant. Yes, absolutely. That is exactly what I think. This girl is crazy.
I don't know how politicians do it, because you gave me three things, and I don't even remember the first part of it. What was the first thing?
Well, that's your typical man there. They never listen to the
podcast. They never do.
I
think she said, like, okay, so if Lindsay said, hey, before I met you.
Oh, yeah, if the guy wanted to, like, knock Lindsay up or whatever like that. Well, I think it's different. I think we're simply talking because she wanted the baby. Like, I think it's more of the woman kind of a thing, like her trying to have the baby herself. Because, listen, one day Lindsay's going to forget to take her birth control, and I'm going to get her pregnant. Like, she'll get that baby, no problem, unless my stuff doesn't work. So I think it's a little bit different as far as what you brought up
there. It's not different. It's not different.
We're going to have to agree to disagree, but I appreciate you calling in.
There is literally a tweet from someone at Joe and Alex Show that says, definitely should have some ground rules, from Bree.
See,
Bree, honey,
go.
No, Adele is worth more. She's worth more.
Sally's on the Joe and Alex Show. You're saying no way to this? Why?
Obviously, when they made this pact, they were too young to remember to say, provided the other one isn't married. And they should both be old enough now to realize that's the way it is. There's no way she should go along with letting her husband be with another woman.
Sally, and I don't disagree with you. Was it the greatest deal ever made in the history of mankind? No, but unfortunately, I think a deal is a deal, even if there's not a good end to it. Yeah, you're right. Like, they should have had some provisions in there and exceptions, but if that's the agreement that they made, shouldn't they have to hold up their end of the bargain?
Not this one.
All right.
You could make an alternative back to this, but this one didn't go. This one just doesn't hold up. That's crazy.
All right, Sally. I get what you're saying, but sometimes there's a deal. If you agree to it, I feel like as a man or as a woman, you got to keep your part. Live the Web Girl, what else are we getting online?
Well, Andre just wanted us to know that Dios Mio means my God.
There it is. Edumacational. This show is edumacational.
Multicultural.
Yes, and then Tracy said, oh, hell no.
That's okay, Tracy. You guys obviously don't believe in keeping deals and bargains.
Joe, Sarah is firing some shots at you.
What? My name's Joe, not Alex. What's wrong here?
How would Joe feel if Lindsay's Filipino ex-boyfriend that she's still friends with and carries the teddy bear around from came around back in the picture and said they needed to have a child because of a peg they had?
Wait, who did that?
Sarah? That's what Sarah says about your wife and her Filipino ex-boyfriend she steals the teddy bear of.
Sarah's been listening.
Which is creepy. Yeah, because Sarah knows everything about my wife right now.
Sarah
that's a
is
true
an
story.
OG fan of the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, I'm a couple shots below the belt.
I'm killing that damn bear because that bear is in our bed.